Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn, joined by my good friend and yours, Tom Paulswitz, two-time congressional candidate, Navy vet, and small business owner. We are talking still about No Kings. We're going to weave in some of the other day's news, but wanted to give some love to the amazing folks on the text line lighting up this Monday. Boy, it feels good to hear from all of you fine people because we do this together. That is one of the themes of this show. That is one of the themes of the No Kings protests. By the way, that's a theme of democracy, I would say. Carmella from Milwaukee, Dan and Wausau, right? Like, hello. Dan from Wausau, Lee from the Grove, Cam and Appleton, Edward, Chris and Madison, and Sue and Franklin. Thank you all for reaching out. There has been some pretty interesting activity and comments made by Republicans in the wake of over 2% of the entire U.S. population showing up on Saturday to say Donald Trump is acting like a wannabe king, and that's not what we want here. These are Republicans, Democrats, folks not particularly interested in politics, but interested now because of the lawlessness and mayhem from the Trump administration. Here's what Representative Chip Roy, I cannot even believe this nonsense. Here's what Chip Roy, Representative Chip Roy, had to say, I believe, just yesterday. And I want to share with you, my mom is a former nurse. My dad is a financial guy. I was there. Tom was there. All these fine folks on our text line. There were folks in their 80s and young people and dressed up in costumes and faith leaders and people singing songs. And here's what Chip Roy said about all of the 7+ million Americans that showed up on Saturday.
And the truth is, the Marxists, the radicals, and the Islamists, the Democratic Party promoted this weekend, they cannot handle the truth. The truth is that there is a king, and that king is Jesus. And the president has been willing to say it. His administration has been willing to say it. And Charlie Kirk was willing to say it, and he got killed for it.
Let me just get this straight, Chip. You just called the entire Democratic Party Marxist, radicals, Islamists. Speaker Johnson did the same thing last weekend. And then you want to invoke Jesus. It's not a good look, is it, Tom?
Well, I think he's talking about the Old Testament, not the New Testament, but, you know, with Chip Roy. But I think it is the whole idea of saying, look, these are peaceful people who want their voices to be heard because they're frustrated that they don't think their voices are being heard. And then you have a representative turning around and saying, I don't think you're worth hearing. And I think that's an important
message you names.
For people to say back. And well, the name calling is just part of the environment today, right? Trump releasing his video of him dropping, you know what, on all the protesters, right? I mean, you wouldn't think of any other president who would even remotely want to do that.
Shypocalypse Now, like that tweet.
Right.
Folks, if you don't know what Tom's talking about, President Donald Trump over the weekend posted on social media an AI-generated video showing himself in a fighter jet wearing a crown, just saying, dropping a brown feces-like liquid on protesters holding No Kings signs. Lovely. A reporter asked Mike Johnson about it, because if you're going to call everybody in the Democratic Party names and say, you should be cleaning up your rhetoric, blah, 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 blah. This should probably be something that you can at least call out as distasteful and unbecoming of any American president. What I'm going to call Marionette Mike Jackhole Johnson, he quite couldn't find his way there. Check this out. The reporter asked him, right, what do you say about a president that shows a video of him pooping on Americans? And here's Mike Johnson.
Does it say that the president of the United States over the weekend released a video of him pooping on the American people?
The president uses social media to make a point. You can argue he's probably the most effective person who's ever used social media for that. He is using satire to make a point. he is not calling for the murder of his political opponents. And that's what these people are doing.
No, no, we're not, Mike. No, we're not. No, yeah. We're not.
Right.
So ridiculous. And here's what's unbelievable to me. There's this follow-up sound from Mike Johnson. What did Donald Trump, he just said Donald Trump used satire, right? Which is a form of comedy and humor, okay?
Right.
And then here is Mike Johnson, Magic Mike, because he engages in magical thinking that Donald Trump is a good guy that actually cares about people that he doesn't, and Jackal Johnson for obvious reasons. But listen to Mike Johnson on free speech and making fun of the president.
It's unconscionable. Look, we America is built on the idea of free speech. You have the right to protest. Of course, we jealously guard that. I mean, Chip and I are attorneys. We've defended that right in the courts. But what they're doing right now is different. They are trying to incite violence. It's not funny. You don't mock a president who has already had two failed assassination attempts on his life. This is not a game.
He can make fun of you, but don't you dare make fun of him, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Michael, you can't make this stuff up.
I just want to point something out that normally satire and humor are used in the public, you know, sphere by people who feel they don't have the power to speak up.
Excellent point, Tom.
To use it when you have power, to use it when you know that you can basically determine the fates of people, I think is unconscionable.
Agreed. Unconscionable for those with their hand on the big button, the seat at the table, and all the goods and riches. King Donald, or at least wannabe King Donald. Hang on the phones, Jeannie, Mark, and Troy. We're going to get to you next. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. We got Tom Paulswitz riding along with us. Two-time congressional candidate, Navy vet, small business owner, and you. 855-752-4842. We're going to get to this thing about the racist text and MLK next.